Last week on Gaza Corner, I discussed the murder by an Israeli soldier of a Palestinian crossing a highway to catch a taxi. It was not caught on video. Eyewitnesses saw a soldier throw a knife near the Palestinian after he was shot to make it seem like it was a terrorist attack. And that became the official Israeli version. You can check out the Gaza Corner archive. Just go to tangents.com and you'll see the menu on the left if you missed hearing it last week. This week, a different case commanded attention throughout Israel and Palestine. In March of 2016, a soldier, an Israeli soldier, Elor Azaria, was caught on video committing an execution-style murder with a shot to the head from close range of an incapacitated Palestinian who was wounded on the ground. The Palestinian was alleged, along with one other who had already been killed, but not on video, to have committed a knifing attack in Hebron, which is the epicenter of Israeli oppression in the West Bank. The video of this execution-style murder was published by the Palestinian Human Rights Defenders Group and shared by Israeli human rights group, human rights NGO, B'Tselem, which condemned it as a, quote, extrajudicial street killing, unquote. Within hours of B'Tselem posting the video, it had been picked up by news outlets around the world, sparking international condemnation and a rare statement from the Israeli authorities criticizing, quote, a grave breach of IDF values. That's the Israeli Defense Force, values, conduct, and standards of military operations, unquote. B'Tselem described the video, which, if you care to look at it, is linked at the Tangents website. They described the video this way, quote, in video footage captured by Hebron resident Imad Abu Shemsiya, who sent it to B'Tselem, Abd al-Fattah Yusri al-Sharif is seen lying on the road injured, with none of the soldiers or medics present giving him first aid or paying him any attention at all. At a certain point, a soldier is seen aiming his weapon at al-Sharif and shooting him in the head from close range, killing him. Although this occurs in the plain view of other soldiers and officers, they do not seem to take any notice, unquote. A soldier executes a defenseless Palestinian in cold blood, and no one even reacted. This is beyond sick and suggests what happened just may be routine and reinforces my belief that many Israelis consider Palestinian life worthless. It's just that this time it was caught on video by a Palestinian resident. The Hebron resident who shot the video, Imad Abu Shemsiya, he said he was shocked at the level of reaction to his video, claiming that similar incidents happen on a daily basis in Hebron. Quote, it is a surprise to us that people care now, he added. What would have happened if I was not there to film? Unquote. Palestinians flooded Mr. Abu Shemsiya with messages of support, but Israeli settlers allegedly distributed his photo on posters calling for his death. He says he lives now in constant fear. Fast forward to January 4th this year, 2017, the day the verdict was released. Justice Maya Heller said that the soldier, Azaria, had been aware that his actions in shooting the wounded Palestinian assailant would result in loss of life and that, quote, the terrorist did not pose a threat, unquote. Yet the judges still found Azaria not guilty of murder. but the lesser crime of manslaughter. But even that was a shock to many as it marked the first time a member of the IDF had been convicted of the charge in 12 years. Amnesty International reacted with this statement. Again, this is January 4th. The conviction of an Israeli soldier who shot dead a Palestinian man involved in a knife attack in Hebron as he lay wounded on the ground offers a small glimmer of hope amid the rampant impunity for unlawful killings in the occupied Palestinian territories. Today's conviction of a member of the Israeli forces is a rare occurrence in a country with a long record of using excessive and unwarranted force, and where soldiers who may have committed crimes under international law very seldom face prosecution. The verdict is a small step in the right direction and offers a glimmer of hope that soldiers who commit unlawful killings may no longer go unpunished, said Philip Luther, Research and Advocacy Director for the Middle East and North Africa at Amnesty International. Luther went on to say, quote, sadly, this case is just the tip of the iceberg. Time and again, we have witnessed cases where Israeli forces appear to have carried out unlawful killings, displaying an appalling disregard for human life. The authorities' repeated failure to hold anyone accountable for flagrant violations has fostered a culture in which unlawful killings have become acceptable. To end this bitter cycle of unlawful killings, it is crucial that those responsible for violations are held accountable for their actions, unquote. In this Amnesty International article that is linked at the Tangents homepage, it says, quote, for a soldier to carry out the deliberate killing of someone who had been captured or posed no imminent threat to life would amount to an extrajudicial execution and is a crime under international law, unquote. The small glimmer of hope, that phrase from Amnesty International, that justice would be done, that small glimmer of hope was extinguished this past Tuesday when the sentence was handed down at this show trial. The soldier was sentenced to 18 months in prison, 1 year of probation, and a demotion from sergeant to private. If not pardoned first, and there are many clamoring for him to be pardoned, he may walk free after serving just a year in prison. At the time of the verdict, Human Rights Watch said that senior Israeli officials have been, quote, encouraging Israeli soldiers and police to kill Palestinians they suspect of attacking Israelis even when they are no longer a threat, unquote. Amnesty International reacted to the sentencing with this tweet, quote, the 18-month sentence for Israeli soldier Azariah, who shot dead a Palestinian, suggests those who commit violations protected by the system, and put that in quotes. This trial, the verdict, the sentence, in my opinion, is clear-cut proof that Israel's judicial system operates under a racist double standard for Jews and non-Jews and will do nothing to discourage further attacks by soldiers or settlers against Palestinians. In fact, it may embolden them. Rebecca Vilcomerison, who is the executive director of Jewish Voice for Peace, called the sentence a slap on the wrist. She said, quote, another example of the way in which the Israeli justice system is based on completely different standards, depending on whether the victim and perpetrator are Jewish or Palestinian, a reality she labeled apartheid. The family of the murdered Palestinian said, quote, the sentence he received is less than a Palestinian child gets for throwing stones, unquote. And really highlighting the double standard was Ben White, who's a journalist. He contrasted Azariah's light sentence with the case of Ahmad Yasser Barakhithi, a Palestinian youth sentenced last year to 8 years in prison, 8 years in prison, on accusations of throwing stones and injuring an Israeli police officer in occupied East Jerusalem. And he was fined 120,000 shekels, which is over $31,000. In 2015, legislation was passed in the Israeli Knesset allowing sentencing for up to 20 years for someone convicted of throwing stones at vehicles if intent could be proven. And if intent can't be proven, okay, they can imprison you for up to 10 years. Meanwhile, Israelis who throw stones are rarely detained or prosecuted. In November of 2015, Israel established legislation sentencing Palestinians to a minimum of 3 years in prison for the act of throwing a stone at an Israeli. Included in the legislation are provisions allowing Israeli authorities to strip stone throwers of their state benefits and canceling access to national health insurance and social services for the families of the accused. There are no such consequences that exist for Jews who throw stones at Palestinians. The soldier, Azariah, got preferential treatment during the trial that further exposes the divide in how law is applied to Jews and Palestinians. The dead man's Palestinian family slammed the decision, the sentencing, that allowed Azariah to, during the trial, to be flanked by his parents during the court proceedings. Quote, "At trials for our Palestinian sons, it's not possible for the mother or father to be present. But at this trial, the mother and father were beside the soldier as well as his friends," unquote. Also, Azariah, who had been confined to his barracks during the trial, was allowed to go home for 2 days to celebrate Passover with his family. A Palestinian accused of killing an Israeli would remain in prison the whole time and likely not be allowed family visits. While many view this light sentence as a green light for IDF soldiers to continue their barbarity against Palestinians, many Israelis thought the sentence was shocking. It was shocking that he was even sentenced to any jail time. Netanyahu was on record as favoring a pardon, although he does not have the power to grant it unilaterally. Here is a sampling of reactions from prominent cabinet members or members of the Knesset. Education Minister Naftali Bennett, of course, he's always a good quote, of the right-wing Jewish Home Party, posted this on Twitter. "The security of the citizens of Israel requires an immediate pardon for Elor Azariah, who was sent to protect us. It is forbidden for Elor to sit in jail because we all will pay the price." And then he added on his Facebook page, "The soldier is not a murderer. Have we lost our minds? We are at war. A war against brutal terrorism," unquote. Likud Transportation Minister Yisrael Katz wrote on Facebook, quote, "The court said its piece. The legal process is done. Now is the time for clemency to return Elor to his home," unquote. Youssef Jabarin of the opposition Joint Arab List said, quote, "The sentence does not reflect the severity of the act, and it sends the harsh message that Palestinian blood is worthless. The case of Azariah is not an isolated incident, but part of a widespread manifestation of the army, supported by the politicians and nourished by not prosecuting soldiers," unquote. And former Peace Now head Yariv Oppenheim wrote on Twitter that the sentence was, quote, "embarrassing in its leniency, and even more embarrassing is the conduct of politicians who still demand pardon for a man who shot a terrorist in the head because he, quote, deserved it," unquote. Lastly, in the Electronic Intifada, they have an article and talk about Israeli pop star Ariel Zilber, who in the article, it said that he's as familiar to Israelis as Paul McCartney. And he wrote a song celebrating Azariah as a hero. Zilber sings, quote, "Elor, Azariah, you are the hero, and there are more soldiers like you." And then the text in the screen declares, "Elor, Azariah, hero of Israel." And then there was a stanza which could easily incite more such killings. Quote, "Your war is a holy war. Now is not the time to moan and cry. Do not fear. See straight. Operate the rules of religion and morality. Had any person who has a bit of sense in their head, if anyone acts to kill you, be first to kill them. There is such a terrible stench coming from the court. Elor, Azariah, we are here with you." Meanwhile, supermarket chain Harami Levy even printed an image of the killer on its grocery bags, along with the words, quote, "The bag is free. Elor Azariah is paying the price for all of us," unquote. In the past year and a half, 36 Israelis have been killed in mostly stabbing and shooting incidents carried out by Palestinians. At least 244 Palestinians, including many unarmed bystanders and demonstrators, have been killed by IDF forces in the same period. And with this latest miscarriage of justice, these disproportionate killings are not likely to end anytime soon. I'd like to play the Udist Nasser Musa. This is a prayer for Palestine on Gaza Corner on 91.7.
سمعنا خطابات وشبعنا شعارات لازمنا ثورة صلوات يا رئيس السلام مهدك محتاج السلام يا رب العالمين بارك شعبك في فلسطين بارك شعبك في فلسطين بارك شعبك في فلسطين الأرض اللي مشي فيها كلمتك تعالوا مشي فيها يا رب كلمتك الأرض اللي مشي فيها كلمتك تعالوا مشي فيها يا رب كلمتك وقول كلمتك
كلمتك يلي كلمتك قول كلمتك يلي كلمتك تشفي تخلص التمام يا رئيس السلام مهدك محتاج السلام يا رب العالمين بارك شعبك في فلسطين بارك شعبك في فلسطين بارك شعبك في فلسطين محبته للجميع عادل ورحيم متواضع ووديع الله محبي ومحبته للجميع عادل ورحيم متواضع ووديع وحده المجيب وحده السميع وحده المجيب وحده السميع الصالح على الدوام يا رئيس السلام مهدك محتاج السلام يا رب العالمين بارك شعبك في فلسطين بارك شعبك في فلسطين بارك شعبك في فلسطين اسم المسيح تحرر مقصورين وتداوي هالشعب الجريح وتريح متعبين بنصلي في اسم المسيح تحرر مقصورين وتداوي هالشعب الجريح وريح متعبين وتعالى أمين لأرض فلسطين تعال آمين لأرض فلسطين نورك يشتت كل ظلام يا رئيس السلام مهدك محتاج السلام يا رب العالمين بارك شعبك في فلسطين 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 چگونه قطر قطر آب می شود چگونه سایه سیاه سرکشم اسیر دست آفتاب می شود نگاه کن نگاه کن تمام هر هستیم خراب می شود. شراری مرا به کام می کشد، مرا به اوج می برد، مرا به دام می کشد. نگاه تمام آسمان من پر از شهاب می شود. تو آمدی ز دورها و دورها، ز سرزمین عطرها و نورها، براه پر ستاره می کشانیم، فراتر از ستاره می نشانیم. کنون که آمدیم تا به اوجا، مرا بشو با شراب موج ها، مرا به پیش در حریر بوست، مرا به خواه در شبان دیر پا، مرا دیگر رها این ستاره ها جدا کن. نگاه کن تو می دمی آفتاب می شود.
Thank you. ile. Suçlu aslında o beyler, suçlu arar bizimkiler. Suçlu aslında o beyler, acımız yüreğe işler, acımız yüreğe işler, acımız yüreğe işler, madenci kardeşlerim. Acımız yüreğe işler, acımız yüreğe işler, acımız yüreğe işler, madenci kardeşlerim.
Uh-huh.